This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We introduced you earlier this week to a group called the Institute for Supply Management, ISM for short, literally people who do all things supply chain for a living. We were talking about their manufacturing index, how busy American manufacturing and factories are, not all that busy, and getting less so, it turns out, was the macroeconomically troubling upshot. Today, it's their service sector survey we want to talk about, the non-manufacturing side of this economy, still growing, but at a much slower pace than anybody had thought. So, to get us going on this Thursday, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has the service sector primer.
Accountants, lawyers, baristas, Uber drivers, math tutors, what do they all have in common? They're part of the services sector. And radio reporters? I'm a creator. I'm out here toiling away, cranking out radio pieces. But apparently, I'm in the services sector, too.
You don't produce a good or a structure, right? You produce a service. So that's the difference.
That's Gad Levenon, chief economist for North America at the Conference Board. Also a service sector job. If you make car parts, you're in manufacturing. If you're a farmer, you're in agriculture. But as a rule of thumb, if you don't produce a physical thing, you're part of the services sector of the economy. About 80% of American workers fall into this category. It wasn't always this way.
Let's say 100 years ago, the majority of workers were either in agriculture or manufacturing, and now those shrunk significantly.
And that's how it usually goes. Danny Bachman, the U.S. economic forecaster at Deloitte, says as a country's economy develops, it tends to shift towards services.
One reason is that manufacturing becomes more productive.
There's better technology, and that makes a lot of manufacturing jobs obsolete.
We just need fewer people to produce the same amount of manufactured goods. By the way, the exact same thing happened with agriculture.
Meanwhile, as people who live in this developing economy get wealthier, they start to demand more services like banking and healthcare. Now, the services sector is not an island. When there's a downturn in manufacturing, say workers in an auto factory get laid off, they may be less likely to spend money on services like restaurants and travel. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.